you know, I kept waiting for this game to be worth my time.
That's a good point.
And you're still waiting, aren't you?
I kept
waiting for Brent Musburger to call that LSU defensive back by his real name, you know?
Oh, I don't know. Tyron
Matthew. I kept waiting for, you know, the words Tyron Matthew to come out of his mouth.
See, Herb Street called him that the first time.
That
I heard.
But Musburger didn't know his name because he said honey badger about every eighth breath.
Well, he has to pick out a favorite.
Oh, that's right.
Because of that track record, I saw something that I've never seen before last night out of a television play-by-play announcer.
What's that?
And that is that he spotlighted, as he's calling the play, literally right before the snap of the ball, he spotlighted Tyron Matthew.
Yeah.
And said, and basically made him the focal point of his play call.
Uh-huh.
And I've never heard that out of a play-by-play announcer, certainly not a television play-by-play announcer.
Yeah.
And a
because
defensive
most of the time,
guy.
Yeah. A defensive guy, exactly. Yeah. Most of the
right.
time, the focus is on the offense because you're watching the ball. And the defense comes into play, you know, at a later moment. I mean, it's a split-second thing, but.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, Musburger has his way. He's going to call a game, and that's the way he does it.
Well, he's a pale, saggy old man. What are you going to do?
and they keep hiring
I can say that because I've stood next to him.
So. Yeah, there you go. So, anyway, football game, Alabama wins. They're number one. They should be. And yada, yada, and there you go.
I blocked his way once.
Did you?
Yeah, he's trying to get someplace, and I stood in front of him. I did it on purpose.
Oh, I drove him around town one day. Yeah. Oh, yeah. I forgot where we went to eat. I think it was Tom's Barbecue back then.
Yeah.
But I drove him around.
At least he knew the name of it, right?
Yeah. Yeah. That's right. Well, I knew the name of it.
Yeah. So. Bo Nelly.
Yeah.
The thing about this whole, and for people who don't know, there's this defensive back and somebody went up on YouTube, right? And named him Honey Badger and then it went viral from there.
No.
All right. Whatever.
No, it's just go to YouTube and Honey Badger and that became the viral thing. Tyron Matthew had nothing to do with it.
The problem is, you know, this guy's going to have a life beyond football.
Yeah,
I mean, at
right.
some point, and being able to get your name out there wouldn't be a bad thing.
No, but you know.
But the fact is that, what's his name?
Tyron Matthew.
Yeah, you know, 7 years from now, when Tyron Matthew is trying to get a job because nothing else worked out.
That's right.
He's going to, wear a name badge that says, "Hi, my name is Honey Badger? I mean.
Well, plus his name is, both Tyron and Matthew are not spelled in the normal way.
Oh, okay.
So then you got Honey Badger.
And
so.
I wish him good luck in anything he does, but he'll
probably play a little pro football, but you're right. After that, you know, when he has that interview at the computer firm,
we're working on that.
Yes. Mr. Billingsley, Honey Badger is here for his interview.
Because that'll work out nicely. That'll work out nicely.
Mr. Badger, Mr. Billingsley, we'll see you now.
Yeah. Hey, a New York State woman is working, she's working as a stripper to pay her.
Yeah, you gotta make ends meet.
Her legal bills.
We're gonna need help. Let me go get Medicaid.
Sometimes you gotta show your ends, make them meet.
Because I didn't make enough to buy groceries.
That's right.
There you go.
Yeah. So what are you gonna do?
It would definitely put our children at risk.
Yeah. See, and that's what we're
talking
about
here. It's all about
the kids. This is putting her children. She is dancing as a pay me a dollar at a time girl. to pay the legal bills in her custody battle over her 4-year-old son.
Uh huh.
She says she is. Dancing to pay for justice.
Yeah.
Oh, honey, justice has never looked so good.
Why don't you make a motion right here?
Yeah. Is that David Justice?
Sustained.
Yeah. Ain't no overruling going on here. Anyway. So,
no way you're in contempt, sweet thing.
Not at all. Nicole Montegello says that she posed in Playboy back in her college days.
Uh-huh.
What if you could Google that? And started...
Yeah, I want that on my search history.
Yeah.
Yeah. You do it, Scott. We'll come in and watch.
But she started dancing and shucking her duds after she lost custody of her son, Sal, way back in November. Now she says she's, quote, dancing to pay for justice just to get my baby back. Yeah. Doesn't that warm your heart?
Yeah, it does.
Yeah. Tell you what.
It's almost busting right through my heart.
It brings a tear to my eye.
Yeah.
Okay, maybe not.
Yeah.
Info.
Mason.
And when he graduates from Georgia Tech in 17 years, she'll be standing there in the front row going, I'm so proud of you. I shucked my duds for you, hon.
Don't forget it.
That's right.
Otherwise, Georgia Tech or Arkansas
well,
Tech?
Either way, we're giving him the high road here.
Are you looking for health insurance for your business? Brown & Company Insurance Services offers exactly what you need. Brown & Company will help you discover flexible, affordable programs and services for groups of all sizes. No matter how diverse your company needs may be, Brown & Company has a solution for you.
Obtain affordable group coverage for your business today. Contact me, Brian Brown, at Brown & Company Insurance Services for your free quote. 694-6900. Or on the web at bcins.net.
619, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
It's January the 10th.
It is, and here we are working.
And happy birthday to you if it's your birthday today.
And, you know, today is United Nations Day.
Oh. Can we shut them down in honor?
Wouldn't that be so nice?
Kick them out?
Yeah, make them park in places like everybody else. Yeah. And also today is Peculiar People Day.
Oh, another reason we're on the air.
Yeah,
we call that another day that ends in Y.
Is
around
it?
Brian Broadcasting.
True. There you are. Okay.
There you go. We don't normally, talk about the departed on birthday day, but I think today's a special day here on the Infomaniacs because today would have been the 85th birthday of Giselle McKenzie.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
You're kidding me.
Yeah, Giselle McKenzie's 80. Would have been 85 today. And if you don't know why Giselle is special to us, well, we're not telling you because you just don't listen year-round.
Keep listening.
I'll find it in a minute. Yeah, we will.
Well, anyway.
Before we finish the birthdays, we'll have it.
It's her 85th birthday today. Scott McKenzie, the singer, that's the one-hit wonder, San Francisco, right?
Ain't that the truth?
Yeah.
Flares in here?
Yeah, there you go. 73 years old today. Frank Sinatra Jr., 68.
Who will always only be.
He'll only be known for
being a kidnap victim.
Yeah. Well, although he was Frank's son and he did a little singing himself.
But
he got kidnapped.
Yeah. Well, and again, he's just Sinatra Jr.
Yeah, there you go.
Who kind of sounds like his dad. I mean, they're pretenders who sound more like his dad than he does.
That's right. He does look like his dad. I'm looking at a picture of him. He says he gets older, he looks a lot like his
dad. And he's how old now?
67.
Okay.
68, excuse me.
Is he chasing around a 20-year-old like his daddy did at that age?
No, because he's only junior.
Yeah, there you go. Rod Stewart's birthday is today. He turns 67 years old. George Foreman, the two-time heavyweight champion, and made his money doing things other than boxing.
Well, you know, reinvented himself.
Oh, yeah,
I mean,
sure.
Really did. This guy, I believe he's about as good a commercial for America as anybody.
Oh, yeah.
And he doesn't even make that grill that y'all own. I mean, you know, he just lends his name to it.
Oh, well, he lends his name to a lot of appliances now. He's way beyond grills now. Oh, okay.
I had no idea.
Oh, you got George Foreman and all sorts of appliances. Pat Benatar, the singer, turns 59. Singer Sean Colvin, why do I know him? He's 56.
It's a she.
Him. Why do I know? Why do I know her then?
Was a one-hit wonder She had a one-hit wonder in the 90s.
You don't know much about her.
Evidently. I've just heard the name
before. But he knows he loves her. That may be all he needs.
Didn't know the gender. I just knew the name. William Sanderson, the actor, was in Newhart.
That's Larry.
That's Larry. That's right.
There you go.
He had his brother Daryl and his other brother Daryl.
He was also in Deadwood. He's 64 years old. And that's all I got for today.
He plays Scraggly pretty well.
Yeah. He was in Lonesome Dove as well.
Oh, was that right? Mm-hmm. Was he? Yeah. I'm embarrassed to say my computer is running so slowly this morning.
Is that right?
That's
I couldn't even find it.
Well, it'll be up by Christmas time, won't it?
I've rebooted twice.
Yeah.
And it's
yikes.
Yeah, like it's really not good.
If you don't know why Giselle's important to us, then
that's
you're not a regular.